5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh. I had just become incredibly emotionally numb,
and I had absolutely no control over it.
All of a sudden, it felt like somebody hit me in the stomach with a sledgehammer. Like, I don't sleep at night. I'm in pain all the time.
I had a concussion. Got in simultaneously because I was a kick returner as well. And I hurt my shoulder and took a shot in the shoulder and the head. So it was both the shoulder and most of the concussion. And I did not play. Matter of fact, I didn't even know my name hardly.
And a buddy came in a couple hours later, and that's when he found me and rushed me to the hospital because I had no heartbeat. He couldn't find a heartbeat or anything like that.
When I was first picked up at the airport and brought to the hospital, and I first saw my dad, I was very frightened that he didn't really know my name because I didn't know if his brain was okay.
I would be charging some pretty big waves all the time, and brain scans that I've done, they show that I've had hundreds if not thousands of concussions.
I really just had these feelings bottling up, the feelings of depression, the feelings of suicide just became so great that I didn't feel safe.
There's such an issue in this country when it comes to mental health.
And that's why we're seeing so many of the vets coming back and committing suicide.
So the challenge was to figure out how to make life worth living again.
The winner of Survivor!
You know, for the rest of my life, I'll forever have this master's degree under my belt.
This literature has been out there for years, and no one's taken advantage of it.
The trainer comes out, they put up how many, and you say 4, and they go, well, that's close enough.
We're talking about a brain here, right? We're talking about a brain, and every single piece of real estate is extremely important.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Extra Connections. I'm your host, James Law Jr., and what you just saw was a trailer to a documentary that's out called Quiet Explosions, Healing the Brain, and it is a fascinating documentary with some fascinating folks in it. It's coming out November 10th, if you're watching this before that, or it's out already if you're watching it later or listening to it later, on DVD, on demand, so Amazon, Vimeo, all that good stuff, and more platforms to follow. So just stay tuned with that. We'll tell you where to find even more of that. But I'm talking to the Emmy-winning producer and director of this, and she put this together. We're going to talk about it because this is a very serious subject. The brain. Most of us have one. We all have a brain, and we're going to talk about it. And it's a great film. Jerry Scherer. How are you doing, Jerry?
I'm great, James. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's really an honor to be here.
Thank you. Okay, so I personally myself, I did an interview some years ago on concussions. There was a film on concussions. I know you know of it, I'm sure. I'm also a survivor of Bell's palsy. I had a severe case of Bell's palsy where half my face was paralyzed for a year, a couple of years ago. So I know the brain is a complex organism. It's a complex. And in your film, we're going to talk about that, but in your film, when you're describing the brain stuff, it's kind of funny. It's right. It's in this hard shell casing, but it's still soft. Like it could be easily damaged. And when I was talking about the concussions and stuff, I was like, yeah, our brains aren't meant to be knocked around over and over again. But I thought that was something that was very interesting when you talk about that in the film. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Documentaries. So why documentaries for you, Jerry?
Well, I really want to just tell stories that are important and will positively influence the world in some way and help people in some way. And it just so happens that all of these documentaries come to me of people wanting to, you know, make this kind of a movie, and they're important. And I feel like if I'm going to tell a story, it's got to be something that will positively influence society and in this film specifically help millions of people, hopefully.
Yes. How long did it take you to do this documentary?
From really start to finish, it was, including getting the funding, about 3 years, which is actually very, very fast for a documentary.
Yeah, that's what I thought, right? Yeah.
We just were going gung-ho, like, constantly shooting, constantly filming, crisscrossing the country all over, you know, from Boise, Idaho to, you know, Nashville and so on. And the editing takes the most time. So the post was probably about a year.
Yeah. Because you also, because you interviewed people, you know, some you know, some celebrities in here, some from different fields, especially in football and stuff. So you actually have to get those interviews set up, get those together, take out what they're saying. You know, I'm sure I said a lot. I mean, kudos to you, man. I know it's a lot of work.
Yes. It's what we say in the industry, blood, sweat, and tears.
Yes. You put all that in there, I'm sure. And it shows. I mean, this documentary is great. It's an hour and a half or so, give or take. So it's nice. It went by really fast for me. I mean, I was watching it, it just went by so fast. I was like, wow, okay. Listen to the stories. And so, okay, so in your words, because you're going to get this a lot, asked a lot, of course, what is this documentary about?
It's about people who suffer from traumatic brain injury and PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress, from either a car accident, falling off a ladder, playing football, surfing. There are a million reasons why people have these injuries, and not just famous people, but regular people from anywhere, from Kalamazoo, and many, many people. In the movie, it says, you know, if you add up all the people in the last 30 years that have sustained this injury, there's like 80 million people that have it.
I know. And what also the one through line for me, one of the takeaways I took away from watching this was that you're right. It doesn't matter how you got the PTSD or the traumatic brain injury. It can happen. I mean, literally falling off the ladder, literally being in a car accident, you know, being on a football field where a 300-pound guy is hitting you every day, you know, like that kind of, I mean, it's like, it doesn't matter how the brain gets rattled. That's what was something that was kind of like, that was the through line for me. The common denominator was that it just can happen. Any kind of thing can happen, right?
But what's really important about this movie and why it's so groundbreaking is there has never been anything on the big screen about the cure and the treatment for these things. And there is hope out there. And there are new treatments and new methods that are working. And that's what the movie's about. You know, the arc from suicidal ideation for these people and all 10 of them. But then at the end, they now are healing, healthy, and having a full life.
That was the other thing I was going to say. I have my notes written down. That's the other thing I was going to say was that it gave hope. Which, you know, some documentaries is just like, here's the facts. Here's your subjects. Oh, well, we go to school. It's continuing. But no, this one actually gives hope and says, okay, well, there are things that are being done in science. God loves science, right? I mean, that there's things that are being worked on. And did you realize like how important science really is and medicine is to and treatment is to stuff like this?
I really did. And I think a little part of me has a little science in there, or a healer or a doctor or something, a little switch, because why am I the one telling these stories? You know, I wasn't in medical school or anything like that. But the progressive doctors that I have found, like Dr. Gordon, who's a neuroendocrinologist, Dr. Amen, who's a psychiatrist, Dr. Sammons, who does hyperbaric oxygen therapy, they are really at the cutting edge and, you know, really trying to help the military, because a lot of the veterans coming back are suffering from this, and they're just getting pushed drugs, and it's just not helping them. So we really hope that the 20 veterans a day who commit suicide, once they see this movie, that number will come way down.
I hope so too. I really do. I mean, they serve our country, you know, they give their lives on the line for us. And they come back a little damaged in the brain because of just things they've seen, things that have happened, just being out there. And I want them. I always feel, you know, a soft spot for them because they're doing something that you and I aren't doing. And they deserve to have a nice life when they come back home, and not to feel despair because of a brain injury, because it's a brain injury that's happening.
Exactly. And you know, it could be, that's why it's called the silent illness, because, you know, you see somebody if he has a broken arm or if he lost a leg, but you don't necessarily see the damage inside their head or inside Annie's head from the rapes and so on. And all of those symptoms are the same, you know, from psychological, seeing everybody get blown up in front of you and so on. So it's pretty amazing that some doctors who have seen this movie have said to me, I've been in practice 20 years and I learned things from your movie.
It was good. One thing I liked about it also was that everybody, all the doctors and the neurologists we talked to, talked in plain speak, explained it really to me that I used to be in the medical field, I used to be a nurse. So I understand some things.
Right.
So I understand some things, but I think for anybody can watch this film and you'll get some takeaways on kind of how this works, how the brain works, how injuries happen, how this affects the brain, and then also the cures, the treatments. You'll see it all. And I think that's what I liked about this film also, that it was very...
Well, good. I'm glad you noticed that, because it's my goal to make it so that people can understand everything, because they have so much to take in. They're taking in dialogue, they're taking in visuals, music, you know, animation. And I want them to comprehend and not go away saying, I didn't understand any of that medical jargon.
Right. And it worked. What is one thing that really stuck with you? Because I know you had to look at hours and hours of footage when you were in it and everything. But just what's one thing that even like just to you think about this film that kind of sticks with you?
Well, there are so many things that stuck with me. I have to say that, you know, it was the thread of 10 human beings from different parts of the country, from different walks of life, from different ages, from different ethnicities, who ended up having such similar stories.
Yes, that's what they, yes.
It was astounding to me. It really was. I mean, the man who was a tax accountant at age 70, he had the exact same symptoms, you know, as Ben Dreiberger, and the guy who won Survivor, the Marine.
Yeah.
So I think that that was something very important there. And I think that thread comes out in the whole movie, which is kind of held together with Joe Rogan, of course.
That's right. Which I said at the top of the show, and that's what stuck with me too, how the sameness. It was kind of like, yeah, they all, I mean, you had very diverse. I mean, it was very diverse cast, folks. I mean, I say cast meaning that these are folks who are in the right film, but they're cast, whatever. But it's very diverse. And that's what caught my attention. So, and it's, again, anybody can watch this, you might see a little bit of yourself. Or somebody you know in this documentary. So it's not just like the same five kind of people, or it's not the same this over here. It's a little bit of everything. The spectrum is wide. But that was the thing, that was my takeaway. It's just like, but look, I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter how you got there, so to speak, if the results are kind of the same, they're similar. That's what's.
Yeah. And also, right now, James, because of COVID, unfortunately, a lot of people in the world are suffering from depression and anxiety, which are some of the main symptoms of TBI and PTS. And so I'm really hoping that this movie is coming out at a time when a lot of people in the world can benefit from it, when they see what can help them in their lives for their depression and anxiety.
I'm like you. I just do things that affect positive change in the world of some sort. You know, you put out there, and that's what the filter effect. I mean, the ripple effect that goes out there. And I think I love the title Quality Explosions. It's so, now watching the documentary, totally makes sense. Like, titles are important, Jerry. You know that titles are important. This title completely. That's what it is. I mean, I just know for me. Going through my brain, I'm still recovering from my severe Bell's palsy. There's certain things that still happen in my face and stuff that I'm still coming from. And I have a little bit of PTSD from it just from like, if my mouth does something weird, I think, oh my God, it's going to happen again. Like, there's a few things that kind of happen, that kind of make me jump a little bit from it. And I didn't expect that, because I had this severe case for almost a year, 11 months. I had a severe case of it. So,
oh my God. Well, you know, the book, Tales from the Blast Factory, which is what inspired this movie in the beginning. I don't know how it happened, but at 3 o'clock in the morning one night, I woke up with the title, Quiet Explosions. And it's just such an important thing about the brain, because, you know, all of these little explosions are happening in your brain at all times, and yet you want your brain to be quiet. But then it goes to the war with the explosions, you know, in wartime. So there were so many meanings to it. And I felt, and Andrew and Adam, who wrote the book, were like, fine, you know, we'll have it be a different title because it's not just military anymore. And I said I wanted it to be a third military, a third athletes, and a third civilians. And that was the only way I would do the movie. And he was like, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it works on so many different levels. So I love that. It works on many levels. And of course, healing the brain. So that's what we talk about. I just, congratulations. I mean, great job. I think this is going to give you some more awards on your shelf. I'm going to predict that now.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind. I just want the world to benefit from it. But if they go to quietexplosions.com, which is our main website, they will read about more. They will see clips. If they go to our Facebook page, Quiet Explosions, they can see clips. We're running them every day, every other day. And hopefully share this with as many people as they would benefit.
I agree with that. I said that earlier. I'll say it again. If there's someone you think who needs to see this, feel free to share it and feel free to pass it along, which I'll be doing on all of my social media, of course, along with this interview. We'll be passing it along because it's the brain stuff's very important, and people's mental health to me is very, very important. I think that's something that is paramount right now. It's monumental. Everyone needs to get their mental health looked out and taken care of. And sometimes it's from things like this. Sometimes it's from outer things. So we're going to look at that. Quiet Explosions is the documentary. Jerry Scher is the award-winning producer and director of this. It's out on DVD and on demand on November 10th. So, I will be posting it here and there, so you'll see it on my stuff also. Jerry, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, James. And it's been such an honor to be with you. I really am so happy that you asked me to be on your show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Hey, guys, That's Your Connections is on all streaming services. So if you're listening to this, hello, podcast listener, you can go to anywhere from Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google, Apple, anywhere. Just go to Extra Connections. You can find this. This will be the latest episode that's on there. And since we're playing the trailer for the video version of this, I suggest you go to the video version and watch the trailer. But if you're watching this, we're on my YouTube channel, my online network, JLJ Media. We're 35 shows on there, ranging from organizing to life coaching to soaps, anything you want to. So subscribe there, like and comment on this video. The more people who like it and who comment on it, it brings it better and more into the YouTube algorithm. That's what they say. So it gets more attention. And I want the most attention of this video. So pass it on to them. If you have any questions for Jerry Scher, just let me know and I will talk to her. Maybe we can work something out for you and talk to you if you have any questions, or go to quietexplosions.com. And I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow me. We're all James Lott Jr. Just sold at James Lott Jr. on all social media platforms, all of them, everybody, even TikTok. Everyone, please take care of yourselves and each other, and have compassion.